For years, we've heard headlines like these.
Under siege by young criminals.
Unprecedented and out of control.
In the grip of a youth crime wave.
In an attempt to rein in spiralling youth crime.
But does Australia actually have a youth crime crisis? Is the panic based on facts or fear?
There's a kind of a narrative at the moment that youth crime is increasing, and there's no evidence that it is increasing. Certainly not to the extent that is being reported in the media.
That's Jackie Fitzgerald, the Executive Director at the Bureau of Crime Research and Statistics. She says the data tells a different story, that youth crime is actually going down.
Crime stories are popular, and that youth crime narrative is popular, and I think it is inconsistent with the data.
In the country, we're actually seeing some of the lowest levels of youth detention and criminalisation in the last decade or so.
That's Thalia Anthony, a professor of law at the University of Technology Sydney, who has researched youth justice.
There's definitely been very successful rehabilitative and diversion efforts that indicate that levels of youth crime are relatively lower than they have been in the past.
The latest data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics show that youth crime has been dropping. Last year, about 47,000 kids aged 10 to 17 had police action taken against them. That's a 3% decrease from the year before. Youth offenders per 100,000 young people is at its lowest rate since records began in 2008. It's a small but steady decline. While youth offending rates are dropping nationally, they have risen in Victoria. The latest figures released from the state's Crime Statistics Agency shows the number of alleged offences by 10 to 17-year-olds increased by 16% last year. So, despite youth crime falling in most parts of the country, why does it feel like youth crime is out of control?
The appetite's very large, you know, for strong, what we call tough on crime policies.
Thalia says we're in the middle of a moral panic, and social media is playing a big role because some youth are committing crimes that look dramatic and that go viral, making them perfect for outrage and headlines.
These are quite visible things that we can take lots of photos of. We can share it on social media. It certainly can attract the front pages of the broadsheet media. You know, I guess you have these almost vigilante groups on social media. I follow a few of them. And any type of broken window or misdemeanor or even suspected crime will go up on one of these groups.
I also spoke to Luke Roberts, a community legal education officer at the Youth Advocacy Centre based in Queensland.
As far as the media is concerned, some of the rhetoric around youth crime and youth offending behaviours has been blown out of proportion to what the data and the statistics actually say.
Over the past few years, several states have cracked down with tougher youth crime laws. In Victoria, new bail laws make it harder for young people to get bail, especially for repeat offences. New South Wales has followed a similar path, tightening bail conditions for serious crimes like car theft and break-ins. Meanwhile, in Queensland, the government's gone even further, introducing the Adult Crime Adult Time laws, which state that detention is no longer considered the last resort for young offenders. Critics say these laws are more about politics than prevention and risk making things worse for vulnerable kids.
The problems relating to young people are not problems of law and order. They're problems of access to services and access to appropriate supports. And I think if we look more concertedly at those social needs, rather than dealing with it as a crime crisis, we're much more likely to tailor solutions that are appropriate.
These children are survivors of very difficult and adverse experiences. They have experienced, childhood trauma that is extremely significant, that will, you know, potentially for many of them will take a lifetime to heal. The only way that you'll get these children to stop offending is by assimilating them into the community.